Warning. This article contains content related to domestic violence, gender-based violence, which may be distressing to some readers. Reader discretion is advised. If you or someone you know has been harmed by domestic violence, gender-based violence, contact Archway Society for Domestic Peace at 250-542-1122, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A high-profile North Okanagan murder case has once again been delayed in provincial court, this time in part because the lawyer of the accused couldn't find the time to speak to his client. Vitaly Stefanski stands accused of second-degree murder in connection to the death of his ex-wife, Lumbee mother Tatiana Stefanski, whose body was found in a rural area near the village on April 14, one day after she was allegedly abducted. Delays have beset the proceedings since Stefanski first appeared in court on July 25. It took 5 adjournments for the case to get to an arraignment hearing, which is a chance for the accused to enter a plea. Wednesday morning, October 9, Stefanski's lawyer Tony Lejmott again asked for a 1-week adjournment of the arraignment hearing. Past adjournments had been granted to allow Lejmott to have time to receive and review disclosure. On Wednesday, Lejmott said the Crown is up to date on its disclosure obligations, but I need 1 more week before I arraign and get a statement of issues together. Lejmott said he has had some difficulties getting a meeting with my client in the meantime, and asked Stefanski, who appeared by video, to call him. Stefanski has been in custody at the Kamloops Regional Correctional Center since May 31. Judge Richard Hewson granted the adjournment and scheduled the next arraignment hearing for Wednesday, October 16. Tatiana's partner, Jason Gaudrault, was present in the courtroom wearing a shirt that read, "Justice for Tatiana." He said after the hearing that he was not impressed by yet another adjournment. In the wake of Tatiana's death, Gaudrault launched a "Justice for Tatiana" movement calling for reforms to the justice system, including how victims like his family, who went into hiding while Stefanski was out of custody, are handled. He has said he believes a first-degree murder charge is more appropriate than second-degree in this case. The murder charge has yet to be proven in court.